Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As candidates continue to file for the upcoming off-year election, echoes of the 2020 election continue to reverberate through the halls of legislative chambers across the nation. Although the Montana legislature doesn't meet this year and a special session has yet to be called, election reform was front and center during last year's legislative session. All across the nation, lawmakers are getting an earful. Citizens have begun to lose confidence in the election process and they're demanding changes. Lawmakers are responding, and depending on where you live, those reforms can be good or bad. Red states, for the most part, want tighter restrictions with more accountability. Under the mantra that every vote should be counted, blue states want less regulation and fewer restrictions. Democrats in Congress want a complete federal takeover of the entire election process. Thankfully, that so far has fallen flat. In Montana, the 2021 legislature tightened election laws. Democrats howled in dismay, but Republicans had the votes to make it happen. Among other things, they did away with same-day registration and voting. That makes it tougher for college students who are registered to vote in another state to walk in on election day and vote in Montana as well. In addition, voters will also have to show a photo ID. Sounds reasonable. Photo IDs are required to cash a check, make a bank withdrawal, purchase liquor, or board an airplane. Once again, Democrats cried foul, but Republicans rammed it through. They also passed a law that requires voter rolls to be purged more often. No more voting your grandfather's absentee ballot when he's been dead for years. These changes may seem minor, but they're a good first start, especially when millions of illegal aliens are flooding across our southern border. Unfortunately, there are many who believe that non-citizens should be allowed to vote, and they're more than willing to turn a blind eye when unqualified people turn up at the polls. The problem is that every illegal vote that's cast negates the legal vote of another citizen. Even judges, it seems, can be part of the problem. Case in point, just this week, in an article published in Counterpunch, retired Montana Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, arguably the most activist justice ever to sit on our state's highest court, took the Montana legislature to task. He made the case that voting is a form of symbolic speech. So far, I agree. He then says that the act of voting is an exercise of free speech. Again, I agree. It's then that he goes off the rails. He points to Article 2 of the Montana Constitution, specifically Section 7 dealing with free speech and Section 13 dealing with elections, and joins them together under the language in Section 7 that says no law shall be passed impairing the freedom of speech or expression. He then uses that language as a cudgel to bludgeon the legislature for tightening election laws, as though any attempt to ensure that only legitimate votes are cast is in effect trampling the right to speak freely. It's this type of irrational thinking that causes citizens to lose faith in government. Free speech is not a right without limits, and neither is the right to cast a vote. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.